On today's show, Hyundai reveals the new Sonata Hybrid, Sprint is dropping its NASCAR sponsorship, and I'll take you back inside the Autoline garage. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 17th of 2014. Hyundai launched the all-new Sonata Hybrid in South Korea yesterday. It's longer and wider than the previous hybrid model, and it adopts the new look of the regular Sonata. It's powered by a 2-liter gasoline engine and a 38-kilowatt electric motor that's mated to a 6-speed automatic transmission. With 16-inch wheels, the Sonata Hybrid gets 43 miles per gallon, and with 17-inch wheels, it gets about 42 mpg. But those numbers could change for the U.S., since they're based on Korean tests. Hyundai is also offering a plug-in hybrid version of the car for the first time, but details for that model will be revealed at next month's Detroit Auto Show. The Sonata Hybrid goes on sale in the first half of next year. You know, full-size sedans used to represent the largest segment in the American market. Today, with annual sales just over 500,000 cars, it's one of the smallest, but still important. The Chrysler brand is fighting to keep its place in the full-size segment with a modest refresh of the Chrysler 300. They've gone back to a bolder grille, as they used in the 2005 version of the car, and they've updated the rear-end styling with LED tail lamps. Inside, the interior looks more sophisticated with upgraded materials and modernized switchgear. New safety technology was added, such as forward collision warning with full stop. And an 8-speed automatic is now standard across the line, boosting both fuel economy and performance. It's a very nice sedan, and these changes will help the 300 stay relevant in the large car segment. But don't expect to see a big bump in sales. This segment will continue to shrink. And don't forget to tune in to After Hours tomorrow night. John and Gary and their panel will be playing the automotive equivalent of Santa Claus, watching who's been naughty and nice, and handing out presents or lumps of coal. That's this Thursday at 6 p.m. on our website, autoline.tv. Still to come, Sprint says sayonara to NASCAR, Hitachi licenses Nissan technology, and BMW reveals a self-parking car.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
We've highlighted some of the problems with NASCAR, which we believe is a direct correlation to a reduced number of viewers. And now it may be costing the series a major sponsor. Sprint has announced that it's not returning as the primary sponsor of NASCAR in 2016 after its current contract is up. The wireless provider has been with the racing series since 2008. We've seen self-parking cars from Audi and Volvo, and now BMW is joining the list. The automaker will show an i3 equipped with autonomous technology at next month's Consumer Electronics Show. The self-parking i3 is able to maneuver around a multi-story garage thanks to its 4 advanced sensors and computers. A smartwatch can be used to send the car to a parking spot or summon it from its space. And speaking of autonomy, last week we showed you autonomous mining trucks from Caterpillar and Komatsu, and now another maker of construction vehicles is adopting advanced technology. Hitachi's construction division is licensing driver assistance features from Nissan. Hitachi will integrate the automaker's around view monitor and motion object technology into its huge haul trucks and hydraulic excavators. The driver's line of sight in those vehicles is limited, so these technologies will help them know what's going on around them. Coming up next, how to get your entire air and fuel system clean, and maybe even shut off your check engine light while doing it.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
After my last Autoline Garage about using quality gas to help clean harmful deposits off internal engine parts, one commenter brought up a really good point. what can be done to direct injected or DI engines where the gas no longer flows over the intake valves.
Auto Line Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion.
Even in DI engines, deposits will build up over time, whether it be from tiny contaminants in the air or from EGR gases. So your best bet would be to have a complete fuel system cleaning performed. Where I worked, we used a three-step process from BG Products and charged $125. Now, you can't just run out to your local parts store and buy the stuff. You'll have to contact your local repair shop or dealership to see if they have it. But if they don't, you can always use the Find a Shop icon on the BG Products website. Of course, there are other products out there that are cheaper, but I found that BG works exceptionally well. First, there's an intake cleaner that gets injected just in front of the throttle body. This cleans the throttle plate, intake, and intake valves. The next step is an injector cleaner that goes straight into the fuel rail through the test port. And lastly is a fuel tank additive called 44K. I'm telling you the exact name of the additive because it has a few other benefits you might find helpful. Not only does it keep the entire fuel system clean, but it will also remove corrosive deposits on the fuel pump sending unit, which I'm sure many of you know can be a very expensive part. And if you've ever had a check engine light come on for a catalyst efficiency code, 44K could shut that light off. In some cases, it can bring a dying, not an already dead, catalytic converter back to life by removing deposits that clog its honeycomb-like substrate. Now, this is not an advertised benefit by the company, but I've had it work once and have heard the same from a few other colleagues. And if you think a fuel pump is expensive, just look up some prices for a catalytic converter. But don't think 44K will be your only saving grace. As a saying goes in the repair industry, a catalytic converter doesn't die, it's killed. If you're lucky, the fuel system cleaning will take care of that issue, but there may be something else that needs to be addressed. For Autoline Garage, I'm Sean McElroy. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching.